docetaxel or taxotere is closely related. I tell patients to think of them as close sisters. They have many of the same functions in the cells, but they're not completely identical. And many of their side effects are also similar, but not identical. The docetaxel or taxotere can also be given once every 3 weeks or weekly, though there's not the same suggestion that weekly docetaxel is more effective. And there's some question as to whether weekly docetaxel actually has more side effects, so I hardly ever use that schedule for docetaxel or taxotere. When it's given once every 3 weeks, it definitely causes hair loss, and hair loss that is pretty rapid and pretty total for most patients. It can still cause some of those muscle achiness, flu-like symptoms a day or two after the infusion. It can cause some skin and nail changes that patients can find very disturbing but are quite variable, and some patients hardly have any of those changes. For some, their fingernails and toenails can look like they have a horrible fungal infection, though it's not an infection at all. It's just a side effect of the drug. It's a little bit less likely to cause that numbness and tingling of the fingers and toes. But taxotere has a couple of unique side effects. Over long-term treatment, women can start having trouble with fluid accumulation and swelling that can limit the ability to continue the treatment. And some women can develop persistent tearing, which comes from a blockage of the tear ducts. So they look like they're tearing not because they're making more tears, but the tears that they make don't have any way to drain, so they spill out as tears. And for many women, that's particularly disturbing because it can interfere not just with sort of vanity things of wearing eye makeup, but reading or driving because their vision's constantly getting blurry. They're constantly wiping their eyes and blinking.
Now, those were the two taxanes that have been available for a while. And before we talk about the newest one, what we've seen when we ask doctors across the country about the taxanes is there's a lot of difference. Some people use Taxol, some people use Taxotere. How is that decision made, and how much of a difference is there between the two?
I think it's made more based on where people trained and what studies they might have been exposed to than any real firm data. There have been very few studies that have directly compared the two drugs, and personally, I think their effectiveness is essentially the same. And I also think weekly paclitaxel or weekly Taxol has fewer side effects, so I rarely use docetaxel for patients in the metastatic disease purely because I think it has more side effects, and if it's not more effective, then I don't have a reason to ask patients to tolerate more side effects.